This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in.
There's a party over there. Everybody have a sip, have fun, and say cheers. There's a party over here. There's a party over there. Everybody have a sip, have fun, and say cheers.
I walked in the club, shorty dancing all around, twerking. She dipping low, ass all on the ground. Give me a shot of something strong I can sip on. I did a two-step. The DJ played my favorite song. Everybody's getting along. The vibe is right.
Welcome to the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, September 15th, 2023. And on today's show, I want to do something special. You know, here on the Slackers Talk Podcast, I really talk about, you know, I really make episodes about sports because we have another sports podcast on the network. But today I want to do a special crossover show. I want to do something for my Slackers Talk podcast and also the Sports Court Network at the same time. And today's show, I'm talking about the New York Jets beating the Buffalo Bills. And unfortunately, yes, I lost Aaron Rodgers for the season. You heard it right. You know, my boy Aaron Rodgers is done for the season. So without a doubt, let's get it in. Hey, this is your boy, Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The Slackers Talk podcast is available on all your favorite podcast platforms. Choose your favorite podcast platform, go to the Slackers Talk, hit that follow or subscribe button, and that's it. All your work is done. As soon as you hit that follow button, a new episode, a new content of the Slackers Talk podcast will be delivered straight to your device as soon as it becomes available. Now, here's the best part. You can listen to my show live, which I definitely recommend, but it gets even better. Let's say that you're busy that day. The Slackers Talk podcast episodes will be available 24/7. So you can listen to the show later. You can listen to the show the next day. You know, you can listen to 3 episodes a day. You can listen to an entire series on your way to work, on your way to the gym, however you want to do it. So you see, it's simple, easy, and convenient. So what are you waiting for? I'll see y'all Thursdays at 9 o'clock. You heard? And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. As always, man, it's your boy Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. It is a pleasure to be here, man. I want to appreciate y'all, all my day ones. Welcome back, man. It's fun times. It's good times going on. Well, sad time, a little bit of a sad time in the sports world, which we are about to get into. But as always, man, I appreciate y'all. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. And, man, you know, I have mixed emotions today. You know, I'm just getting back in town from dropping my son off to college. Wonderful thing, man. He going on to play ball. I'm super proud of him. Super proud, man. I couldn't ask for nothing more, man. You know, it's my second kid in college. You know, we talked about that, you know, last week on the podcast. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to that. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but positive feedback. It's just a wonderful thing, man. I'm taking it all in. You know what I'm saying? It's like a plan a plan that came together, you know, a plan that I had, you know, for 19 years. And I'm watching it. I'm watching the reality of it now. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a dream. Every day it seems like, you know, I'm having a dream, man, but I'm living it. You know what I'm saying? Which is which should be the plan for everybody, you know? It's just beautiful, man. I love it. I love it. And also, man, like next week, man, I got something lined up, you know. Taking him to college, you know, I was faced with some criticism, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to reveal it yet. You know what I'm saying? It's something that I want to talk to y'all about next week, man. So be ready for that. Like, believe it or not, and it's a good topic. I think it's something that everybody need to know, especially my listeners out there. You know what I mean? I'm dropping game again. And also, like, it's a real topic. You know what I mean? And there's some good stuff for people that have kids that's going to be going to college in the upcoming years. You know what I'm saying? So definitely make sure y'all tune in to that next week. And I definitely want to tell y'all that, you know, I appreciate all my listeners, man, you know. And I want to take time out to tell y'all that, you know, I especially, like, appreciate y'all more this weekend. Because, you know, I'm literally, like, just getting back in town and a little bit less time to prepare for this episode. But we still go get it in, man. We go get it in. We go talk sports. We go talk Jets versus Bills. You know what I'm saying? Here on what I like to call, like, a crossover show. You know, usually I don't talk sports, but first game of the season. You know what I mean? First time seeing Aaron Rodgers in the Jet jersey. I had to do it, man. I couldn't pass up the opportunity. So without further ado, man, let's jump right in. This past weekend was week one in the NFL. It seemed like forever, man. It's like it's a special time in the sports world because it's a week that we've been waiting for months. You know what I'm saying? Months. The last major event in the NFL before the season starts is the NFL draft that takes place in April. You know what I'm saying? So, ever since April, it has been no action as far as football goes. You know what I'm saying? I don't really get into the preseason like a lot of other people. But the NFL draft is big. It's a big thing. It happens every year. And after the draft, man, pretty much, you know, maybe we wait until September for that season to start. All those months to get a first, to be able to get a first look at your team is a long time. And for me, it felt like years this time around. You know what I'm saying? What I waited for months felt like years because for the first time in my life, man, I was excited about having a Hall of Fame quarterback. You know what I'm saying? It's the thought of it, the idea of it, you know. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought about it each and every day because it's something that I never experienced. You know what I'm saying? I seen some decent years out of Chad Pennington. I seen that good year out of Testaverde. I seen that good year out of Fitzpatrick. But those were like, Chad Pennington was steady, but those were like surprises. You know what I mean? Like coming into the season, you didn't know or you didn't feel like those guys were going to have that kind of season. You know what I'm saying? It came off as a surprise. But this year with Aaron Rodgers was different. You know, every Jet fan came in with the expectation of, we know that we having a good quarterback. We know that we getting good quarterback play. We know we don't have to worry about the quarterback position. You know what I'm saying? This year, we know that regardless of what team we play, we're not going to have the worst quarterback on the field. You know what I'm saying? And that took a lot of weight off our shoulders. Even though the season was yet to start. And it was just a big anticipation. You know what I'm saying? Every day. You know, his name was brought up, Aaron Rodgers. It didn't help matters that, you know, we were on Hard Knocks this year. You know, we were the featured team on Hard Knocks. So we got to see him, you know, gel with his teammates, you know, vibing on the sidelines, you know, doing this, working out and stuff like that. So that just added to the anticipation. And last week, you know, it finally came. It finally was here, you know, and we got a glimpse of it, I should say, in the preseason. You know, he played, what was it, 2 series against the Giants. You know, but like I said, preseason is, it's not the same, man. You know, like, you kind of, this hope, you know, you don't want your good players out there to get hurt, you know, and you're not playing against everybody on the roster. So it was good to see him, but we knew it wasn't a game that counted, you know what I'm saying? But it just doesn't carry weight like the regular season does. But, you know, this past week, the regular season came, and the unthinkable happens. The unthinkable. The game starts, you know, we get the ball. Aaron Rodgers plays 1 series, 3 plays. He gets sacked. He gets hurt. He goes to the sideline. And later on, we find out that he tore his Achilles. And we also find out that he's gone for the year. Just like that. We got to see him for 3 plays. 3 negative plays at that. And that's it. You know, we won't see him again. Now, you know me, here on the Slackers Talk podcast. I'm a positive guy, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm positive and I'm loyal. And I stick by my word. Now, I was the guy that was out here saying, hey, I'm talking Super Bowl, man. We got Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is going to do this. We're going to do that now that we got quarterback. I was the guy. I was that man that was saying that. Now, he got hurt. And this is a teaching moment, right? This finds out, and this lets you know the real from the fake. Now, when I say real and fake, it's real and fake, but we're going to still keep it reality. Does Aaron Rodgers' injury hurt? Yes, it does. It hurts tremendously. You know what I'm saying? Like, tremendously. It's devastating. It's a devastating blow. It's a knockout punch. But does it mean that I'm not a Jet fan no more? I'm still a Jet fan. I still feel like we have a chance to win. Maybe a lesser chance, but I still feel like we have a chance to win, right? Rule number 1 in sports, even if you're a fan, you still don't give up. You still don't give up, regardless of what happens. The chips fall where they may, you never give up. You never give up. You keep it real no matter what. Now, the reason that I'm hurting, but I'm okay with this at the same time, I'm going to be able to get over it, is because I seen the little time that I got the chance to see him in the Jet uniform, as far as like the first series of this weekend, the preseason, and also on Hard Knocks. The reason why, you know, I'm optimistic, it's because I saw some positive things. I seen in the little time that he was here, I seen him change the culture. You know, teammates want to be around him. It's a positive vibe on the team. I see everybody's getting along. Everybody's having fun. Everybody wants to go to battle for each other. He brought a culture to the team that he had in Green Bay during their championship run. And that's what we've been missing for a long time. I say the word missing, but it seems like we never had it. You know, that's one. I think he changed the culture. If anything, instead of giving up, I think the players would want to go ahead and do it for him. You know what I'm saying? They would want to go ahead and try to win that Super Bowl for him anyway. You know what I'm saying? That's the vibe that I'm getting around the team. And that's the vibe that I'm going to have, like, going forward, looking at, you know, looking at watching the games and looking at the team and stuff like that. Now, on the flip side, right, our quarterback is now Zach Wilson again. And, you know, we done been through some seasons with Zach Wilson. We've seen what happened. His plan is the reason why we had to go get Aaron Rodgers in the first place. Yes, I understand that. I'm looking at this from an influential standpoint. Having influence. Aaron Rodgers having the type of influence that he has on the team and the organization. Now, Aaron Rodgers happens to be Zach Wilson's idol, which is great, which is like outstanding, right? Which is great, right? So imagine if you grow up idolizing somebody and looking up to somebody, and somebody's your hero, and you emulate your game after this person, and this person is just the reason why you wanted to be a quarterback in the first place, right? And you grow up watching him, and he ends up becoming your teammate. Imagine that. He ends up becoming your mentor. Imagine that. Right? Naturally, you would have no problem at all listening to this guy. This is your idol, man. He's the reason why you do what you do. You understand what I'm saying? Now, in addition to watching him all these years, even though it's a short time, you got a chance to be around this guy for a couple of months. You've seen how he carry himself. You've seen how he prepare, how he prepare himself for games. You see how he work out. I could imagine that you asking all kind of questions. The types of food that he eat. You know, this all types of stuff, right? 4 months, 5 months, whatever it's been, that's a long time to be around somebody. You can learn a lot in 5 months. If you dedicated and you put in the work and you really enjoy being that around that person, and that person is your idol, you're going to pick up a lot from him. A lot. And I have no choice in the matter, really, but I'm going to believe that some of Aaron Rodgers had to rub off on Zach Wilson by now. Even though it's early, we would like to have like a season, at least one season or two seasons, and then see what we got. You know what I'm saying? You know, like at least two seasons, like learning from Aaron Rodgers, and then let's see what he could do. But you could learn a lot in 4 months. A whole lot. You know what I'm saying? That's more than enough time, right? I'm looking at the way Jordan Love played this last weekend, and he was Zach Wilson. Jordan Love was Zach Wilson for 4 years, for this past 4 years. He sat behind Aaron Rodgers for 4 years. And I believe Green Bay is going to see the benefit of that happening, which they're already seeing it because he had a good game this past weekend. Aaron Rodgers, he also had that benefit. He was sitting the bench for a couple of years for Brett Favre. There's a benefit in sitting behind a Hall of Fame quarterback. You're on the team, you're there. You have no choice but to learn from this guy. I mean, it's no choice. You're there every day. You see it. You're watching it. You asking him questions. You're talking to him. You're right there. You know what I'm saying? I have to believe that some of this rubbed off. Now, it's not a year. It's not 2 years. It's not 4 years. But you had to pick up something in a couple of months. Now, the thing that has me at least a little optimistic about Zach Wilson is I watched Hard Knocks, and I haven't caught episode 4 or 5 yet. I think they went up to 5 episodes. But I watched the episode of the Hall of Fame game that we had against, was it Washington? Which was also the first preseason game. I saw that game, and there was a play where Zach Wilson hit a wide receiver for 58 yards, right? And it was a good play, a good pass. And I'm like, man, you know, a good throw on the money. The guy was covered and everything. Zach Wilson put it on the money. And I remember saying when I first seen it, man, if only that dude could just, like, be like that consistently. You know what I'm saying? I know you're not going to hit a 58-yard pass all the time, but, like, just being on the money, even if it's a 5-yard pass. You know, I remember that dude just getting me excited. Then I watched the game. I saw the game first. And then I seen Hard Knocks. When I saw Hard Knocks, it showed that during that play, Aaron Rodgers was on the sideline with the headset on, actually talking to Zach Wilson and telling him to hit that receiver for that 58-yard pass. You see where I'm going with this? You see where I'm going with this? I know Aaron Rodgers is out for the year. It doesn't necessarily mean that he'll be away from the team for a year. I'm thinking if, you know, since Aaron Rodgers is committed to the Jets organization and changing the culture and everything, which we have all witnessed ever since he walked in the building the very first time, I know Zach Wilson is willing to listen. That's his idol. Let's put Aaron Rodgers on the sideline. And let's have him help Zach Wilson like he did during that play. See where I'm going with this? It can't hurt anything. It can only help. And we don't need, As the Buffalo Bills found out, as they properly found out this past Sunday, this past Monday, it was a Monday night game, Monday night football, first Monday night of the season, mind you. As the Bills found out, we don't need Zach Wilson to be Aaron Rodgers. We don't need Zach Wilson to be the best quarterback in the league. We don't need Zach Wilson to be a top 5 quarterback in the league. We don't need Zach Wilson to be a top 10 quarterback in the league. If Zach Wilson could be middle of the pack, even the 20th ranked quarterback out of what is it, 32 teams or 32 quarterbacks or whatever, if he could be number 20, we in business. The rest of the team is loaded. All he has to do is just not make the bonehead mistakes. Our defense is going to keep us in every game. Guaranteed. That's it. I have to believe that the influence of Aaron Rodgers can make that happen. I have to believe that. I have to believe that. The Buffalo Bills, who many people, I don't understand why, but who many people believe is the best team in the division, we just beat them without Aaron Rodgers. We beat them last year without Aaron Rodgers. The team that many people think are one of the best teams in the league, we just beat them on opening night. Now, is my opinion very high on Zach Wilson? No, it's not. And that's only because I've seen more negative than positive. But at the same time, I haven't seen him under the Aaron Rodgers influence. I haven't seen him with this offensive coordinator. I haven't seen him with this much talent around him. I haven't seen him with every unit on the team improving. And also, I'm going to throw in there that, you know, he lost his starting job. So this is year 3, going on 4. It's time to get motivated. It's time to show yourself, man. He's running out of time to show what he can do. It's like now or never. He has to at least show or make the team have some faith in him. Now, Aaron Rodgers has left tweets and messages that really say that he's preparing to come back and play in 2024. Now, with that being the case and his contract, regardless of what Zach Wilson does, I'm sure that the Jets are going to go back to Aaron Rodgers. You know what I'm saying? That's a given. But even though with that being said, Zach Wilson has to do what he has to do to at least gauge other teams' interest or let the Jets know that, okay, when Aaron Rodgers does retire, you know, y'all in good hands. Y'all got me. And he has to do that now. So if he doesn't do it this year, the answer is never. Now, for all my listeners, you know I'm loyal. I'm going to say that I think this is going to work out for Zach Wilson, man. He has all the pieces in place. He has the team. He has the general manager. He has the coaching staff. He's playing, you know, with his idol, his mentor, which is his mentor now. He's a veteran. He's surrounded in nothing but loaded talent across the board, on both sides of the ball. And I gotta believe that this is the year that it shows, man. Yo, you were picked number 2 for a reason. It's time to show. As for Aaron Rodgers being hurt, injuries are part of the game. And I do feel sometimes that the Jet organization is cursed because Aaron Rodgers never missed a game, like never missed a season before. You know, he never missed a season before, and now he suits up, you know, for us, and this is what happens. But I believe, and I know that he's not going to go out like that. He will be back. On the flip side, I did get to see it for four plays. It's still something that I never had before. So, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. I believe because of the injury, we don't have to give Green Bay a first round pick. I have to double check and see how that works. Because I know he was supposed to play 65% of the plays during the season. So I know that's off the table. And the thing that everybody's forgetting about, we in first place in the division. We won it all. When the season first started, you know, I was bragging about having Aaron Rodgers. That was me. I was bragging about having Aaron Rodgers. I was bragging to the world that Aaron Rodgers was my quarterback. Now, I'm bragging to the world that I have a quarterback who learns from Aaron Rodgers. So I guess what I'm saying is, if the best thing is not available, you have to settle for the next best thing. And in this case, that's what I'm doing. This has been the Slackest Talk Podcast, aka The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And I just want to remind everybody that I do have the number one defense in the NFL. And I'm still loaded on offense. Don't count me out yet. Y'all be safe. And we'll be back to talk again next week. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, aka The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.